Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got sleeper pitchers, sleeper hitters, and more for Week 14 next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Scott White. It is Friday, July 1st. Welcome to July. And we're going to be talking about Week 14, previewing two-star pitchers, best hitter matchups, worst hitter matchups, some sleepers at both positions. And let's start with some fringy two-star pitcher options to see whether you'd go with them in any league, just head-to-head points, or you're just going to avoid them based on how they've played of late. Let's start with Taijuan Walker for the Mets at Cincinnati versus Miami. He's been really good of late. So
start really with all good formats. Yeah, with those two matchups, I don't have him quite in the must-start tier of my two-star pitcher rankings, but he's at the top of the very next tier, which means you're probably going to use him.
Yeah, worth remembering, Miami's actually been decent against right-handed pitchers, but no Jazz Chisholm. He's on the IL with a back injury, so that should make their lineup much worse, and it's not a particularly good lineup to begin with. Cal Quantrill versus at Detroit, at Kansas City. Great matchups, RP eligible, must-start.
Again, I'm not going to go as far as must start, but he's been a quality start machine just like he was down the stretch last year. I'm not sure how he's doing it, but with those two matchups, I think I'd be hard-pressed to sit him.
All right, let's go with three guys who've really been struggling lately who all have two starts next week. Eric Lauer versus Chicago, Cubs versus the Pirates, Tarek Skubal versus Cleveland versus Chicago White Sox, and Ian Anderson versus St. Louis. Versus Washington, why don't you rank them for me and tell me, you know, if you'd start any of them in all formats?
Yeah, so these are definitely more worrisome. None of them have been good recently. I would rank them Eric Lauer, Tarek Skubal, and Ian Anderson just for this week. Mm-hmm. My favorite overall is still Skubal. Eric Lauer and Skubal, both their matchups are so good that even with their recent struggles, I think it's going to be hard to sit them in any format. I think the volume and then the potential for two good starts is just too great. Ian Anderson, he's coming off a dreadful start against the Phillies, and the ERA is over 5 now, the WHIP over 1.5. But
he's droppable. I mean, he's 90%.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. Yes, he is not must roster anymore, and he's not must start with these two matchups. But I think at a points league, I could see doing it.
All right. Would you rather start Ian Anderson or any of these two start streamers? Ranger Suarez versus Washington at St. Louis, Hunter Green versus the Mets versus Tampa Bay, Alex Wood at Arizona at San Diego, Zach Greinke at Houston versus Cleveland, Kyle Hendricks at Milwaukee at Los Angeles Dodgers. Ian Anderson or any of those guys?
So I prefer both Ranger Suarez and Hunter Green to Ian Anderson. I think Ranger Suarez still has a pretty high floor from start to start. The ceiling hasn't been close to what it was last year. But one of the two matchups, the one against Nationals, is especially good. And so, you know, if you're looking for an extra start, I think he's a fine choice. Hunter Green, that's a lot more risk reward.
Yes.
But particularly in a points league where you don't have to safeguard the ERA and WHIP, I could see doing it. So I'd take them both over Anderson. But again, Anderson isn't a definite no. He is a definite no in roto leagues probably, but not in points.
And I'm going to go with a couple of fortune favors the brave choices here. I know you don't quite like them as much as I do, and I'm not saying I like them a lot, but Erman Marquez at the Dodgers, at Arizona, two road starts, and Yusei Kikuchi at Oakland, at Seattle. I like at least one of the matchups for both of them. I think both could be good this week. So, you know, I'm not saying I love the idea of starting both of them, but Yusei Kikuchi and Ramon Marquez are worth considering at the very least. Don't blame me if and when it goes wrong. Let's talk about the best and worst hitter matchups for Week 14. Best ones, White Sox, Braves, Dodgers, Guardians, and Diamondbacks in Week 14, the nice thing. Every team's playing either 7 or 6 games, so you don't have any wacky 8-game weeks or 9-game weeks or 5-game weeks, so that's good. And then the worst hitter matchups, the Athletics, the Pirates, the Mariners, the Cubs, and the Padres. And let's go through the sleeper hitters, and you just let me know which one of these guys you want to talk about. I think Christian Walker, 78%, Michael Harris, 76%. Those are two guys who, especially in Harris's case, are just under-rostered. I think Harris is someone who probably needs to be rostered in more leagues, and Walker, underlying stats are really, really good relative to even the pretty solid overall stats he's put together. Some other sleeper hitters, Rowdy Tellez, Ahmed Rosario, Nate Lowe, Adam Duvall, Alec Thomas, Gavin Lux, Andrew McCutchen, and Josh H. Smith from the Texas Rangers. Who would you like to highlight there?
Well, Christian Walker, not only has he been productive apart from batting average, but against left-handers, yeah, he's hit for batting average. I hit about 280 against them, and having four on the schedule for the Diamondbacks in addition to good matchups is good for him. The Braves have the second best matchups this week, so Harris and Duvall are both on here. Duvall has had a strong month of June, certainly by his standards.
10 home runs.
Yeah, a big month there. Andrew McCutchen, surprisingly good month for the Brewers as well. And even though they're not among the teams with the five best matchups, there are a lot more than five teams with good matchups this week, and the Brewers are one of them.
All right, that's going to do it for Fantasy Baseball Today. For more, make sure you subscribe to the Fantasy Baseball Today in 5 podcast and to the full Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get your podcasts. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.